Hey everyone, welcome to another week with Fun with Sarah and Dave. I'm Sarah, and with me is my super duper husband, Dave. Babe, they can't see you, like with your
Oh,
finger
no,
point.
that was more of a, you're nailing it. Just keep going, sweetie.
Well, I mean, no, this is a podcast with two people.
Yeah, I have a lot of people that listen to me on this podcast.
It takes two to tango.
Yeah.
The light's driving you nuts, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't like it.
I know, I think we had that last
week. Yeah, I
that
think it's going to affect
week.
My podcasting performance. Well, I'll be right back after I turn it off. After I told you we should have taken it off. Or turned it off.
Well, then you should have gotten your tushy up to do it.
Let me undo this. Just keep talking.
So, all right. Dave's going. Oh, that was a long walk to there to turn off the light.
I'm back.
So, we have a lot to catch up on. And big thank you to all of our listeners. And we can't wait to see who continues to listen to us.
Yeah.
I mean, we're exciting people.
Yeah.
Don't you agree?
Yeah, most of the feedback I get says that I'm funny. But I don't, like, tell jokes or anything. So I don't really know
you're just
how
ridiculous.
To take that.
Yeah. So where do we want to start? Do we want to start soonest first or we want to go all the way back?
All the way what?
All the way back.
Oh, back. Okay. Well, usually you like to kind of go all over the place.
That I do. It's just whatever pops in my head, it's bam.
Yeah.
There's
been a lot of stuff since our last podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. It kind of starts with us heading up to Ohio to fly to Disney.
It really does.
Yeah.
That was uneventful, so we don't have to really talk about the drive. But I will note that I love that the drive is only just over 3 hours. Like it's like nothing. The time flies every time. We listen to our book, we talk, we stop for pottying or a snack.
Yep, we stopped at a 7-Eleven and had the boys and I had our Slurpees. It was great. Yeah, we finished it was like 16 hours, that audiobook.
I think it was more than that.
No, it was, Sarah, I looked, but thank you.
Oh, wow, I felt like it was longer than that. With all their talking, I mean, not that it was a problem.
Yeah, it was good. I don't think we'll be able to top that with finding something that interests us and our children. Because they did listen to it.
Well, yeah, they were kind of a captive audience. I mean, they had music going, though. Half the time.
It's great, because then he even talked about, like, endurance racing and all that, and we both enjoyed it.
Well, I'm not sure if you've noticed this about me, but I like a wide variety of topics. Like, I like topics about sports. I like topics about, you know, romance, comedy, drama.
Romance?
Some good romantic movies or shows or books.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, self-help. I'm all over the place with books, movies, and TV that I like.
Yeah. More sports and comedies and...
And you don't really read an actual
like
book?
Like racing type documentaries, like triathlon.
Yes. Some of those get, like, I get tired of being stuck in that genre sometimes.
Stuck?
Like, when that's the only thing I'm watching, stuck. See, or if anytime you decide that you want to pick, you're like, hey, let's do this. Not that it's bad, but sometimes I just don't want to watch that type of thing.
Yeah, well, maybe you should find some YouTube personalities for us to follow.
I don't have enough time to... I am not spending the time of my day to watch YouTube. I listen to podcasts, and that's my method of listening to doing that type of thing. It's not YouTube, because then I have to be stationary... watching, and with podcasts I'm listening and multitasking.
Well, I don't really watch. I usually have it in the back, going in the background while I'm working.
But you're not mobile. Like, I mean, you're like, if you're riding your bike on the trainer, you'll sit and watch hours of it, but I'm not on my trainer for hours.
Oh, so we're going to fast forward to, we did a gym session together yesterday.
I'm going to stop doing this thing. Like, it used to be, like, I don't know why that is noteworthy or newsworthy.
No, it was great. I had a good time.
But it is not noteworthy.
We used, like, the coolest machine. Like, you almost,
it's actually retired. Well, no, it did. It rolled out. I mean, I'd rather just have you stand there and catch the ball for me and toss it back.
Why? We can both do the thing together at the same time with the little, the weighted ball where you throw it and it comes back to you.
We did it together at one point in our old setup.
Yeah, I like the machine. Except for, I mean, I thought I was going to have to, like, dive so it didn't hit you in the face the one time it didn't go back into the machine.
No, it just landed in my legs.
Yeah.
No, that was okay. Apparently, they don't make that machine anymore.
Yeah.
I can see why.
Liked it. You got to join me in the water for my swim.
I know. That was a big deal for you.
It was huge.
But here is my problem with the water. There's no music playing in the pool. I don't have waterproof headphones or like anything else. So it's just I'm just walking back and forth. And it's not nature. Yeah. So it was that's not a do very long or very often. Like here and there, I'll do it. I'll dabble because I liked being able to be in the pool with you.
Yeah, the pool was full when I got there today.
Well, you outswam a lot of people in there, I'm sure.
Yeah, none of the people
swam longer.
Yeah, none of them were there when I finished. But there was a lady who showed up and got the lane next to me, and she had water shoes on and a swim cap, but she was water, running.
Well, that's kind of cool.
It was. It was fascinating. And what kept happening is that I would, I'm going back and forth and doing my turns and swimming different sets. And this woman, I'd get to the wall and I'd turn and I wouldn't know. I mean, I'm not paying attention to where she's at. Then all of a sudden, there's a woman that's, running with me. Right along where I'm swimming. Same pace. And it would be for, one length of the pool. And then, two, three lengths later, it would be the same thing. I'd have somebody running next to me. It was really neat. It was not often you look over to breathe while you're swimming, and there's somebody running in, shoes in the pool next to you.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Pretty crazy. We did bench pressing yesterday too. Are you sore from that, or mainly sore from
I'm
the
sore
ab
from
stuff?
That too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't lifted those things and done those exact exercises in a little while.
We'll try to do that once a week.
I mean, not that same workout. I mean, we'll mix.
No,
it
like
up.
Go there together yeah. once yeah. a week.
Yeah, I think that's a
good yeah. Yes, yes, so do
Let
I,
Let me
dear.
Be clear. We're not going to do the same thing.
No. No, I don't think you're going to ramp up your swimming with me.
No.
Or swim at all.
Well, again, I don't like to put my face in the water, so I mean, then it's,
I don't think they can see you.
I know, but you could. Is that really
if we
helped?
Could have a photo of your swimming like that is the cover for our next episode, I think people would enjoy it.
No.
I enjoyed it.
Well, first off, nobody's going to see me in a bathing suit beside you and the couple of people that happen to be around when I have it on.
Oh, I got to tell you, there's no complaints coming from here. None whatsoever. I encourage it.
You always have, dear.
Oh, I do. Yeah.
It's just a simple one. That one-piece bathing suit I have is very comfy.
Your Tommy Bahama one.
It's a Tommy Bahama one.
I remember that. Yeah.
That was great.
We're getting all over the place. Yesterday, I even shopped with you for a purse. We did some very extensive purse shopping. And it was nice.
Yeah, I'm very funny. I'm pretty easygoing about a lot of things. Anything works for just so many, but my purse and the setup with my purse is very important.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because I have a lot of stuff that you carry for me, diabetes supplies and stuff.
I have snacks in my purse.
Snacks. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was very important. And so.
Yeah. So tell me the highlights of Disney.
Yeah.
Even the airport part was fascinating. Us as a family, we normally like load up the van and dogs and go.
The boys have not flown in, I'd say, I don't know, 12 to 13 years. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
Like, seriously, I do not remember.
Yeah, after they would, like, spit up on you and all that kind of, and scream and all that, we just drove.
Well, generally, flying's more, it's really expensive in comparison to driving, and most of the time where we're going, driving versus flying isn't a huge difference, and then we don't have to pay baggage fees. We can, you know, what we can leave whenever we want, you know, so there's so much more flexibility. But with this, with our time crunch, with Disney, with Dave only wanting to take so many days off work because he's limited on vacation days, and kids' school, and, you know, the holiday, us wanting to spend, we flew. And that was, thankfully, you had flown one time before since your diagnosis by yourself.
Oh, with all my, like, stuff.
Yeah, so you knew exactly what to expect. Or you probably would have done a lot more research and stressed out a little bit more with how the flight would go.
Yeah. I mean, they probably see people with type 1.
You know, well, it's pretty common at this point, I'm sure.
I didn't even say, hey, I have a glucose monitor on me or anything like that. It wasn't a big deal.
Yeah, so I'm sure they would ask, but David learned that he doesn't just randomly, like, said, hey, don't forget my bag, we all started walking away and realized that David had set his bag down when he went to the bathroom, so we had to explain to him why you don't do that in an airport. So that was cute.
Oh, yeah.
They don't know until you tell them. I mean, you know, those two yahoos aren't going to, like, sit and do extensive research on something like that before they go. Like, I mean, I wouldn't even. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, so there's, like, we probably get there about once a week where, like, David, you know, phone attached to left hand, you know, talking to girlfriend, most likely. Hello, girlfriend, by the way. And, like, I'm like, David, what are you doing? And he almost, like, throws the phone as he realizes that he, like, royally messed up. But he was, oh, man. I'm jumping around a little bit. But he had another day of work. He had another day of work today at Kroger. And I basically have told everybody I've talked with, like, over the last couple weeks.
It's kind of embarrassing.
Why? I'm so proud of him. Like, how's it embarrassing?
Dude, you, like, randomly talked to this, like, middle-aged woman whose name was Faith, and she was very lovely. But you were telling her, like, this random lady at the checkout at Kroger, yeah, my son works here now. Like, she's going to know everybody that works there.
You never know. I mean, when he's up on the wall as employee of the month, she's going to say, I know that kid's dad. You know, he's going places. Like, his dad has a really nice beard. Like, why is that weird? I don't understand you had been talking to the lady and you guys were talking about, like, all this random stuff, and I'm like, oh, hey, by the way, my son works here. Like, how's that not normal?
Like, you just, it was a little bit of oversharing.
No, it wasn't.
It's like the story that we're not going to talk about on here that you went ahead and just took liberty to tell the nephews.
Okay, I was just about to say that I am not the oversharer, but sometimes, I mean, if there's a good or a funny story, you know, I figured, well, for that one, I figured we're family. We can talk about that.
No, you know? No.
It's not an embarrassing Dave story. It's an embarrassing Sarah story.
Yeah, that's not your story to tell.
Yeah.
So,
none of your family listens to our podcast anyway, so it's not a big deal.
Oh, we never know.
They can let me know if they do. I'll have a little treat for them.
Cash reward.
Yeah.
Sorry. I don't know why that cracked me up so much.
I really don't either, Sarah. It really did, though. Oh, so what's your some of your favorite parts of Disney?
Well, first off, I'm going to go ahead and say that our other boomer son, freaking, Like, I tell you about how there was a couple of Pampered Chefers that were there at the same time, and they took pictures together. It's like, oh yeah, I saw one of those on the Magic X. It's like, and you don't tell us that? Well, why would I tell you that? Because us Pampered Chefers, like, we notice each other and we say hello.
Yeah, so I just want to point out that I did coin the term Pampered Chefers.
Yeah, on our video.
Yeah.
But anyways, but seriously, it's like, dude.
Yeah,
like,
okay, so your favorite parts. What were some of your favorite parts?
Well, all of it. I mean, it was... Okay, so let's walk through some of this. First off, our first ever time staying at a resort.
Yeah.
Riding the Magical Disney Magical Express, doing the shuttles all the time, all of that. And with COVID, they do not handle your bags during COVID. You handle your own bags, so they won't take it. Normally, apparently, they will take it from the airport and put it in your room or in Bell Services. And same with, you can check your bags normally before you go to the airport. So, fun fact, non-COVID, generally that's a perk of staying at the resort. We love that our name was on the TV. They have some great resort, like full-size shampoos and stuff in there. So next time we go and stay at resort, we know we don't really have to bring a whole bunch of body wash and stuff because we can just use that.
Yeah, it's really good shampoo.
Yeah, it's really good. The being able to do Animal Kingdom, because this was really one of our first times that we'd ever really done anything at night, and then we ended up not staying for night for the rest of them. Animal Kingdom at night was so much fun.
Yeah.
We had our first ever Dole Whips, which were so good.
Yeah.
And then, because everybody's always talking about them, so we tried a couple of flavors and they were really good. Then, they even have alcoholic versions. Then, I loved riding the Avatar ride. That was so cool. The live action, like that. Then, Magic Kingdom. I love Magic Kingdom where everybody decides they want to wear their t-shirt, their family t-shirt that day, or they get elaborate costumes and all this other stuff. It is so fun for a people watcher to see how they do all of, like, everybody just gathers. And of course, you know, Magic Kingdom's was packed in the sense of, you know, COVID packed. That's not normal packed. And loved that Isaac ended up doing... Gosh, he ended up doing some really good rides. He would not ride the Yeti ride because we scared him, and that's the Everest ride when he was like 4. So, oops. Yeah, scarred him for life. But he did love doing Space Mountain, and what was the other coaster we rode on Magic Kingdom Day that he really liked?
I don't know the name of it or whatever.
Yeah, but we loved it. It was just great. The weather was good, and it was, and then Hollywood Studios was so fun. Isaac again loved to ride. Did Tower of Terror, and you're gonna have to tell that story. And the Star Wars ride. We did not ride the new Star Wars ride because it's next to impossible to get a time to get in on there.
Yeah, but it's gonna be easier to get one of the new PlayStations.
Yeah. And shopping at Disney Springs was amazing.
Yeah, both times.
Yeah, I kind of swindled you guys into going. And then I cried and got all upset because I couldn't find the things I wanted. And then you asked a lot of questions about why we were going back again. And then I was all self-conscious. And then, like, and then I was all upset. And then...
And it was all okay.
It was all okay. And then we ended up getting some really good stuff at the Coronado Springs gift shop.
Yeah, checked out 3 different times.
That was so funny. The girl was so sweet. I do love the Disney experience. I love that no matter what restaurant you go to that's Disney owned, every single manager knows about all type of allergies that could be in the foods. Which makes it really nice because you can ask about it very easily and know that you are not going to have, you know, cross-contaminated food. I loved having the Magic Band. That was a lot of fun. Made it really easy. And, I mean, we paid next to nothing out of pocket after Pampered Chef.
Yeah.
Well, we really didn't.
Yeah, I mean, we ate a lot of food, a lot of good food. We, I mean, the kids had so many variants of macaroni and cheese while we were there.
Well, We spent for the entire trip under $500.
We personally
spent, yeah, because we had that credit and those gift cards. So we spent ourselves under $500 for a stay at a Disney Resort Hotel trip for four for 3 days at the parks.
Yeah, it was. I think you're forgetting the favorite part of laying on a hammock.
That was fun.
You didn't think it was going to work.
Still really didn't. We sat in it upside down. We were on the lower end. Oopsie.
Yeah.
But now it was great. It was so nice to be able to putt around the resort. And next time I would like to have a little more like free time built in, but you know, we didn't get up moving that early though at all.
Yeah. It was just like, oh, geez, David doing his shopping there.
He got
some
good stuff.
He's such good kids. Did you give him
that other thing that came in the mail yesterday?
Yeah. Okay. He was really excited about it. He said it's just what they wanted.
That's adorable. So, yeah. But
Isaac, what is it? He's even wearing the Monsters, Inc. shirt he got at Disney. Monsters University or whatever shirt again today.
He's wearing his hoodie too.
Disney hoodie, yeah.
Oh my gosh, it was so much fun shopping with them. I really love shopping with them.
Yeah, my souvenir, I'll always remember how I ended up getting that.
And we were sitting there looking, and he was like, I think I'm going to get this for your dad. And I had kept staring at it. Well, and then I noticed, he goes, look, it says I'm a dog person. And I was like, no, this is your souvenir. You're getting this. We ended up getting a matching one for my dad, too, which was hilarious. I get a mug and a magnet every time we go to Disney. I love to. Yeah, I mean,
it was a really nice trip. I like the little Magic Express thing and all that.
It really, like
everybody did a good job.
I do understand why some people pay a little extra for the resorts at this point. Because it does cost a lot extra. I mean, because last time for a 3-bedroom condo, we paid $1,000 for the entire week. And we split it with my parents.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was definitely, we will definitely go again in the next couple of years. It was a lot of fun.
It was nice, yeah. Having the fast pass thing really helped too.
And by fast pass, we mean your disability pass.
Yeah, it was good. I wish you would have ridden all the rides with me. It got exhausting having all these women trying to flirt with me.
I didn't ride one ride with you.
I know, and there's a woman flirting with me.
She was PO'd because you pretty much hopped the line. I mean, legally, but you know.
Yeah.
But you know.
Yeah, I saw the way she was looking at me.
Dressing you with her eyes.
Yeah, I didn't appreciate it, you know. I'm a human being.
Yes, you are.
It's a lot more than just the looks.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. So it was nice. I mean, we came back. We got to do Thanksgiving. Your family's very fortunate to have you cook for them for Thanksgiving every year.
I do.
And your mom gets some amazing pies and stuff.
And she tried Deluxe Bakery and got donuts, too. Apparently, they're delivering. The new owners added delivery, which is an ingenious idea.
That's a good idea.
Because why not?
Yeah, the pumpkin pie was good. I mean, there was nothing like super about
pumpkin
it.
Pumpkin pie is pumpkin pie, though.
Yeah.
I don't like anymore, or I'm very picky. I don't like a normal pie crust.
Yeah,
it doesn't have enough flavor.
Yeah. So your cherry cheese pie, like,
yeah.
Are you able to tell me the last time you made that?
Well, now they have a gluten-free graham cracker crust, I noticed.
Okay, so the question I asked was, are you able to tell me the last time you made that?
It's been a couple years.
Years.
Yeah, it has been a couple years. I love the cherry cheese pie.
We used to have it like multiple times per year.
Well, we would do it at Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And same with pistachio cake.
Yeah.
Love that. It's just, right now I've been trying to really cut out on the sugar, so it's like, I don't always make it for, especially my favorites. Like, I don't want to make it and then not eat it. Like, yeah. Like, I love cherry cheese pie. I love pistachio. I love cookies. I mean, I like just about every food. I mean, I like it. I like, there is very few foods that I just will not eat.
What was your favorite food at Disney? Was it the burger that you had when we got pizza or?
That burger was really good. And those fries were really good. They were flavored fries, too. Probably, that was probably one of them. I mean, we kept it pretty basic with the dining experiences because we didn't, like, make reservations or plan ahead.
Yeah, that salad you had with the hamburger, like, on the, at the airport on the way there.
Oh, yeah.
That was really good, that too. Was I good had a couple too. Bites of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that actually, the airport food. That's the nice thing about the airports. There's always like one or two. Like, actually, the airport food on the way back was good. I did a salad. But there were less, in that airport, there were less gluten-free options.
Yeah.
In the Midway versus Baltimore. It was just not as, or Cleveland. Sorry, we ate at Cleveland.
Our second flight was just a little bit, you know, later, but.
It still wasn't bad delays. Yeah, that's why I prefer. That's why sometimes, again, I don't love flying, but.
Right.
The weather was good for Thanksgiving. We got to enjoy some family time, some walks. The dogs got to play outside, leash free. They pretty much weren't on their leashes for the whole week, and I think they really enjoyed that, the liberty of pooping whenever they want.
Yes, too.
Shoot. That was a great trip. Now we're back in the swing with David working, Isaac doing basketball, football. You got to go back to the grind with work tomorrow.
I know.
We've got to get David's car towed and taken to the Honda dealer.
Yeah, another battery.
Yeah, we got to get a battery, and then I'm just going to get his oil change. We were going to this week. So this way, I mean, I guess at least that way I don't have to, you know, sit and wait or drive it both ways. The Civic really does not like cold weather, I think. That's what we're going to call it. And it's not a new car anymore. I think it has like 130,000 miles on it. Something like that. So it's well-loved.
Yeah.
It's well-loved. But what else is there? Man.
Yeah, we had a really nice time with your family. We didn't get to see anybody. I got to call my grandma and all that.
You talked to your dad several times over the week.
Yeah.
Which was great.
Yeah, we got to today watch plenty of football. We watched the Browns
win again.
Yeah, that's wow.
Oh my gosh. That Fox pregame thing where they had the Best Buy thing.
Yeah, that was really funny. There's always a good one.
Like, that was probably the funniest one I've seen, and hopefully it goes on to YouTube where somebody can search it up.
Yeah, I had like the Rob Riggle ones and all that last year. Yeah, it's gonna be we've done a lot of online shopping. Some great stuff.
We did some in-store shopping too. I mean, we went to Kohl's yesterday.
Yeah.
I actually have to go back and return something since it didn't fit right.
Which is funny because we went to Kohl's to return something yesterday. Then got stuff.
I'll just return it again.
Yeah. Christmas, we'll probably be home for like 2 full days. Then we'll have the half days with basketball and all that.
Yeah, I've got some ideas on things we can do.
We got it tonight while we're watching the game and all that. Make sure you order buy the season tickets for Isaac for basketball.
Yeah.
First game's Tuesday. Well, it's first. They've all been scrimmages up till now, or this is their second?
The first game was Friday. He missed it.
But scrimmage-wise, he had the most points, the most rebounds on the JV team.
Yeah.
Tuesday, he thinks he's going to go straight to going up and dunking on Tuesday. If he does that in a game. Well.
Yes.
David's officially set up to go to Wright State.
Yes, he's officially admitted.
Yeah.
Now he just has to start going through the registration process, which we probably need to look at that.
Yeah, I'll have to do that. He will be a college athlete.
Yes.
Which is pretty crazy. Mm-hmm. Would have never thought.
No. He just needs to finish college at this point.
Pretty sure we'll be good. He's been working really hard.
I mean, not that they have to, but since we have a scholarship that should be paying for it, I mean, it doesn't hurt to go ahead and do it. And what he's thinking about doing, he probably should go ahead and have a degree.
Yeah, and I did plenty of schooling to where he can do part of what I did.
Yeah, you know, it'll be interesting. Yeah. Any other highlights, babe?
Not really, just excited. Next time we could talk about our next trip to the gym together.
Should be amazing.
Yeah, we could talk about this will be the, I think, 3 more weeks in a row for fantasy football. Where it's not that I win, it's that I want to be the highest scoring team in the league. And man, my team is just, wow.
Maybe I'll end the season strong and beat you. Maybe.
That's cute. But, yeah.
Good things going on.
Yeah, yeah. Very fortunate. Very fortunate.
Yeah. This was a great conversation.
Yeah, yeah. It helps when I have when I throw back a few beers first.
Okay, you didn't.
Okay. No, but maybe I will sometime. Okay. See how that goes.
Well, let's not.
I don't know the last time I drank a few beers, but try it.
No, that's okay.
Okay, we won't.
All right, everyone. Have an amazing week, and we can't wait to share more with you again next week.
Yeah. Rock on.
Bye.